Gen Z loves big tech. Google and YouTube are the generation's favorite brands. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 3, 2022. A new survey of the top 20 brands that Generation Z adults have favorable views on shows that Google holds the top two spots among the younger generation, with the tech giant and Google-owned YouTube sitting at the top of the list. The top four most popular brands among people between the ages of 18 and 25 are all tech-related, according to a new survey by Morning Consult, which asked thousands of Gen Z adults which brands they viewed somewhat or very favorably. The top two brands involve Google, as Google-owned YouTube is seen at number one on the list with 86.23% of Generation Z adults having a favorable impression of the brand, and Google takes the number two spot with 83.87%. Below that, Netflix is at number three with 82.18% of Gen Z adults having a favorable impression of the streaming giant, with Amazon sitting at number four with 80.28% favorability. Amusingly, half of the top 20 list consisted of snack foods and drinks, such as M&M's, Doritos, Kit Kat, Oreo, Gatorade, Cheetos, Sprite, Pringles, Capri Sun, and Skittles. While Generation Z trusts tech giants like Google, the company is known for its nefarious behavior and censorship of certain materials, and then claiming it was a mistake after being called out. The most recent example involves Google-owned YouTube restoring a viral video of a speech from the winner of the Italian election, Giorgia Meloni, claiming it was mistakenly removed from the platform. The speech went viral after Meloni's win last week, but had been posted to the platform without any problems since 2019. As Breitbart News senior tech report Alam Bokhari explained, upon careful review, we determined this video is not violative of our community guidelines and have reinstated it, said a YouTube spokeswoman. We enforce our policies regardless of the speaker's political views, and when it's brought to our attention that a video has been mistakenly removed, we review the content and take appropriate action, including restoring the relevant videos or channels as we have done with this video. YouTube did not comment on why it took so long to restore the video, which consisted of mainstream traditionalist conservative arguments, and no apparent violations of the platform's community guidelines. Breitbart News will continue to report on the big tech masters of the universe. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.